As you have heard, and we just said it, talked about the Florida primary going on today, I want to give you a quick lesson in how the nominating process works, for Republicans at least. There are about 2,300 total delegates at play, and the nomination goes to the person with either the majority of those or anybody who gets to that magic number, 1,144, first. So Rick Santorum got 14 for Iowa, Gingrich about 25 in South Carolina, and although Mitt Romney won New Hampshire, he split those delegates with Ron Paul and John Huntsman. That's because New Hampshire awards delegates proportionally. But Mitt Romney could get 50 delegates if he wins the Sunshine State. That's because Florida is a winner-take-all state. So the winner of this pool walks away holding a very big bag. And in Florida, winning that state possibly means winning over Latino voters. Joining us now, Bertica Cabrera-Morris, senior advisor to the Mitt Romney national campaign, who's also been coordinating outreach to Latinos in Florida. Bertica, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Sylvia Garcia is National Hispanic Inclusion Director for Newt Gingrich's campaign. Sylvia, nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Bertica, let me begin with you, because reaching out to Latino voters, quite famously, is very different than reaching out to Latino voters anywhere else in the country. Can you explain why that is?
I don't think it's that different. I think that our communities have the same issues that most communities have. I think that our communities' issues are jobs and, schools and the same issues that you see around the country that everyone else will have. However, in some Latinos areas, of course, immigration is an issue.
Okay, which Sylvia Garcia, would you agree that reaching Latinos in Florida is basically the same as reaching Latinos in, say, Arizona or Nevada or California?
Actually, no, I don't. I don't agree. I think the majority of the Hispanics in this country happen to be Mexican-American. And I think that the language changes from state to state. I think that's very important to note. I've been actually with the speaker doing Hispanic inclusion for close to 8 years now. And during that time, we've traveled the country, met with Hispanic leaders, whether they're business leaders, faith-based leaders, just community leaders. And it's very different. I mean, you realize that immigration might, although it's very important in some states, is not as important in other states. And the case is Florida. So Florida is a state where immigration isn't as important. And the economy is very important. And although we do know that on a general level, the most important thing for Hispanic Americans, as for all other Americans, is jobs right now and the economy.
And part one of the reasons immigration not so important in Florida is because many of the Latinos there are either Puerto Rican, who don't have an immigration problem, or Cuban, where as soon as you set foot on American territory, you're okay. So let me go back to you, Bertica. How does one reach a Latino voter in Florida? One would assume, judging by Mitt Romney's campaign speeches, that he's hitting hard on the housing crisis. Is that part of the strategy?
Absolutely. I think that, Hispanic values are Republican values, first of all. And I think Mitt Romney's values and ideas in the economy hit the heart of the Republican and of the Hispanic community. We have a huge crisis in Florida with the housing, and our economy is about to get better, I think, but we have been hit very hard. And he's a businessman. You know, Hispanics are many little businesses. You know, we own small businesses throughout the state. And we need somebody that understands regulations and understands what it takes to make a payroll. And Mr. Romney obviously has done that before.
In fact, that strategy is backed up by research. The Pew Research Center said that Latino families in the United States have lost 2/3 of their accumulated wealth over the past few years, mostly because their assets were concentrated in real estate. But Sylvia, I wonder how much the effort plays out or benefits the candidates at this point. I read an article today that said of the expected 2 million primary ballots that are going to be cast by Florida Republicans, only about 200,000 of them will be cast by Latinos. Is it worth a lot of effort, the final strategy, the final total number?
Yes, it's always worth the effort. It's always worth the effort. Communicating to Hispanic Americans is always worth the effort. When we were in Iowa, Speaker Gingrich had a roundtable with business leaders in Iowa. You know, we knew that the Hispanic vote was very small. But to him, it was still important to communicate his message. And actually, we just got the polls yesterday, and Speaker won the Hispanic vote in Iowa. We understand it's minimal. We understand it's a very small amount of votes, but it doesn't matter. His message has remained the same and consistent state to state. We did the same thing in New Hampshire. We held a very big Hispanic town hall in Manchester. And in South Carolina, every single event had Hispanic leaders and Hispanic media included. We've done the same exact thing in Florida. You know, the speaker didn't come just now for the Florida primary. The speaker's been coming here for years and years and years. You know, and he has a history with Cuban Americans as well. And I think that's something very important. And it's something very close to his heart. This isn't about the election. You know, he was actually key in helping pass the Helms-Burton Act. Yeah. He was key in working with Lincoln Diaz-Balart in passing the Ley Nacara. He, you know, Cuban American is a community that's very close to his heart.
That's Sylvia Garcia with Newt Gingrich's campaign. Bertica Cabrera-Morris is with the Mitt Romney campaign. And Bertica, Mitt Romney has a
answer that. Mm-hmm. I need to answer that, though. All of this individuals that the other speaker just talked about all have endorsed Governor Romney. So the speaker might have worked hard with some of those issues, but the recognition of the Hispanic community of what Mr. Romney can do has definitely gone towards his favor because they have endorsed him.
Although Mitt Romney has attacked Newt Gingrich for his approach to immigration, is that going to hurt him when he gets to states that have largely Mexican Americans in the Latino vote?
Absolutely not. I think it's just a matter of educating the community of what the way what his vision is. I think his vision is the best because Hispanic values are the same as his values. And that's the reason why I signed on. I'm not a paid staff. I am a volunteer, and I deeply believe it took a while for me to make that decision.
Bertica Cabrera-Mora, senior advisor to the Mitt Romney campaign, has been coordinating Latino outreach in Florida. Sylvia Garcia is the National Hispanic Inclusion Director for Newt Gingrich's campaign. Thanks to both of you, and good luck today.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.